This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to stay in the ring. Recently, I was inspired after studying in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews answers for us why we stay in the fight and why we should stay the course. The book of Hebrews was written in the first century when people were being persecuted for their belief in Christ. Due to that persecution, many of these Jewish Christians were considering leaving their Christian faith and returning to the safety of Judaism. So the book of Hebrews is a letter to these new Christians urging them to keep their faith and to stay in the ring, so to speak, and to see God's word as more than a mere promise, but as a binding oath. When a person takes an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. Hebrews 6 tells us that God also bound himself with an oath so that he could be assured that he would never change his mind. Hebrews 6 also reminds us of the promise God made to Abraham. Recall that Abraham waited 25 years for the birth of his son Isaac, yet God made good on his promise. And in the end, Abraham would have too many descendants to count. So if you need a little encouragement to stay in the ring, be sure to watch the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I share my own experience of being on the ropes. But before you do that, hold on to these words. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. So today, stay in that ring.